and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Damn, woman. I just gave you sweet loving 5 minutes ago. Were you trying to kill me?
Crossed over. Boy, does that sound familiar. Like I'm listening to myself.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
They just don't get enough, right? They just cannot get enough. Let me let Willie finish singing here. That's one of the things that nobody tells you before you get married, is that they're going to want it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody tells you that.
Constantly.
Yeah. Well, you just have to learn to adapt.
Yeah, Dan, now that you're single, I bet you're never getting it.
No.
That's for married guys.
I know.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome, everybody, to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on this, the 6th day of October, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No, I don't think that's today.
What was the date?
I don't know, June 3rd.
3rd of June?
Yeah.
Okay.
June something.
Oh, boy. It never gets old to us, folks.
Nope.
I'm just telling you.
Well, not all of us.
So last night, I had every intention of going to bed at about, I don't know, 10:30. And then I remembered I had this DVD of Jesco White. I didn't watch it. But I went on YouTube, and I watched excerpts. And I thought what we might do to start the show is we'll have periodic, we'll just call it advice from Jesco. It'd be advice on marriage. It'd be advice on substance abuse. It'd be advice on his life. What would you like to play first, Peon?
Let me get the sniffing one.
Now, let's set this up. Jesco White is a real person. In 1990, I believe it was 91, PBS did a documentary called The Dancing Outlaw, Jesco White. They stumbled on this guy in West Virginia, Meridian, West Virginia, I believe is the town. And the more they interviewed and filmed and discovered other family members, the better it got. And I think the PBS people were just, they couldn't believe what they were capturing.
You would have to think that, their jaws.
They couldn't believe it. I mean, you tried as a cinematographer, documentarian, to not say out loud, I can't believe what I've found in you people. So you're trying to be professional, and I've seen footage of the PBS people, and they kind of got to know Jesco and his family. But the way I would describe you, I'll let Peon describe him after I do. He's an uneducated, either very happy or very mean, depending on what he's got in his system, person who has basic raw talent, very raw. Tap dance, self-taught dancing ability.
From his daddy. Yeah.
And he loved his daddy, studied his daddy, watched his daddy dance, but it's hillbilly clogging kind of dancing, but he's pretty good at it.
Yeah, you always hear stories of the people up in the hills of West Virginia.
Clogging.
Not just clogging, their lifestyle.
And how illiterate and backwards. Crazy.
I mean, you hear all these adjectives,
yeah.
And this is it. This is the people that you always hear stories about that you can't think are real. And
you can't even believe that people live like this, but they do. And it's not just Jesco White's family. So 91, they do this documentary, and it's kind of a sleeper. But then as people discover it, word spreads. It's kind of like the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It develops a cult following.
Well, yeah, it was back then. It was passed around on VHS tape.
Yes,
you know, probably a bootleg. Somebody recorded it off of Channel 9
because nobody saw it on Channel 9. And but then, as people did discover it, they show it to other people. And go, you got to watch this. You can't believe this. And you can tell every second of it. Is they call today's stuff reality television? That's not real. This is reality TV. There's not a minute, a second of it that's scripted or staged. It's just mountain people. And Jesko is a likable guy, but I think he's also a dangerous guy. And I think he's a guy who was taken advantage of. From what I've read and could tell, they never made the money they should have made from the millions of copies of this thing that have been watched or sold. But this is a part in the documentary where Jesko talks about sniffing. Now, sniffing is like, what's huffing? Is that like glue?
Same thing. Yeah, either
you soak something or you put it in a bag that has vapors, gasoline, glue, and you inhale it.
Airplane model glue.
Right.
Yeah.
That was a big one. So he went through a phase of sniffing. Here Jesko describes his life as a sniffer. And now our first installment of Life's Advice and Stories from Jesko White.
First time I got in trouble in my life, in my younger days, is breaking in a grocery store.
Shot of him dancing.
I was sniffing a lot of gasoline at the time. And light a flood, and I just didn't care why I lived or not, just as long as I was happy and had my pocket full, you know, the share of the world, any way I could get it. I broke in the store just to get lighter fluid to sniff. And that's one reason the woman knew that I did it and I was guilty.
Can you stop a second?
I gave myself
a... Stop a second. I want you to listen to his speech pattern there's something hypnotic about it.
Yeah.
And I told Peon, if you go back and listen to Andy Griffiths, what it was football. Way back from, I think, the 50s, 1953, or somewhere in there, there's a way that he delivers that story. And Jesko does it too, and it's hypnotic. It's you know, I went in there and I knowed that there was a woman in there who tucked me out. He tucked me out back of the house. It's the worst grammar in the world, but there's something about it.
They don't know any different.
No,
everybody talks like that, so it's
so entertaining to listen to. Okay, go ahead.
I gave myself away when I stole that case of lighter fluid because my father went there and told her not to sell it to him because I was a sniffer. Deputy Sheriff Boyd Jones was his name. He came up, knocked on my mother's door. He said, "Miss White, I got a warrant for Jesko for breaking in her." And he said, "Is he here?" And she said, "Yes, sir, he is." She was a crying as he's handcuffed me, you know, and put me in the car. And I hugged her and I said, "Don't worry, Mommy, I'll get out sooner or later." And I kissed her on the jaw first and remember, and he put me in the police car and I was waving by at her through the windshield. No,
stop it. Just stop a second. Now,
kissed her on the
fact
jaw.
That he says, "I said, don't worry, Mommy, I'll get out sooner or later," and I kissed her on the jaw, and I waved by to her through the windshield.
Yeah.
Now, the fact that he put "through the wind," I mean, it's so descriptive.
I know.
He could have just said, "So, I told her bye, and I took off." No. He has
to.
I kissed her. I said, "Mom, don't worry." And I waved at her through the windshield. Go ahead.
And you can pick up a little bit, because the whole family is obsessed with Elvis.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesko kind of at some point has the hair like Elvis.
Yes.
And you can hear a little bit of Elvis speaking there.
He's tried to take on a little bit of an Elvis thing, but he adds to Elvis the worst grammar in the world. And words like I put her back outside, and I tuck her down to the store. Go ahead.
Hands handcuffed, both hands like that.
Like that.
And she was standing on the porch of crying as they drove away with it. I spent, I guess, 6 months in the West Virginia Industrial School for Boys. That's Pruney Town. That's where they rehabilitation you and make you better than what you are and make you not do them things. Well, I got out, and it didn't help me nothing. And, man, I got a double super buzz. Here I was huffing airplane glue in a sandwich bag. You know, just all I could have breathed it on into my lungs and getting high.
Sandwich.
And then I'd take me a hit of that gas right after I'd hit. Man, you talking about a warped mind, I got one. And lighter fluid, you know, I'd sniff hit by the cans. I'd go around, man, with a sock in my hand like that, you know, soak it down and I wanted all that good stuff I could get in me. And here, man, I was it. I mean, I was Superman. I mean, seemed like I could stand in front of a coal train and stop it. That stuff that had me thinking, I guess, to get me killed.
To get me killed. You can't stop watching it.
Oh, my goodness.
24 years later, you cannot stop watching it. Oh, my goodness. We'll have more from time to time, advice and counseling and life stories from Jesco White. And
how long is the documentary?
It's only like 90 minutes, but it goes so fast.
Yeah.
You want it not to end. You it's over and you go, oh, no, more. Give me more of this. And I'm coming back the other night from the casino, and it's the wee hours of the morning, and I turned on a satellite radio, the Joel Osteen channel.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. There's a similarity to the delivery of these evangelists and the Jesco Whites of the world. They have a way of capturing and locking on to the getting the attention of I don't want to label the people that follow these evangelists, but I'm from the South, okay? And I do believe that there's something about Southern people that draws people in. If there's a girl on television with a Southern accent, mm-hmm. there's just, oh, my.
She's just, innocent. And she's,
it's innocent. Yeah. It's kind of ignorant, stupid, oblivious, naive. Mm-hmm. And when a guy does it, there's something about it. Then I'll tell my story in this accent. I came out of the casino, and what I'm about to tell you is true. Every word of it is true. It is. And I get in my car and I drive from the casino, unnamed. They're not paying us for no advertising, so no name. And I get in my car and I hear this Joel Osteen, and it's a sermon from 2010. And here it was, he's saying, I know that for many of you, this was a rough decade. This last decade was rough. But I am here to tell you that if you follow Jesus and if you believe, and the fact that you are here tonight tells me everything is going to change in this next decade. Now, you may have had troubles in the last decade. Those troubles will go away in the next decade. Maybe you were sick. Well, brothers and sisters, this decade you will be healed. Maybe you were sad for a whole decade. Well, I'm here to tell you this next decade, you are going to be happy, happier than you've ever been in your life. And you know why? Because you know something others don't know. And that is that God wants you to be happy. And why would you deny God what he wants? And to get that happiness, all you have to do is just believe and trust in him. And maybe in the last decade, you were poor. So poor you could barely pay your bills, maybe not even pay. Maybe you had your power shut off, your water shut off. Maybe you were evicted, foreclosed on. That ends this next decade. You will have a home, and it'll be a nice home. It'll be the home you never thought you'd have. And I could go on and do this for 2 hours. And you cannot. I in the car, I couldn't stop listening to it. Now, how can you tell a huge crowd of people, to every one of them, everything that was screwed up the last decade is going to be fixed? Now, who believes that? That it applies to everybody listening? It's impossible. Maybe to some.
I don't know if the people that want to hear that message even think that far about it. They just think he's talking.
That's what I want to hear. Thank you, brother. That's what I want to hear. I would almost like to just do... Maybe one day when I don't do this anymore, I'll take a radio job at a little station and I'll take another name and I will be. There was a guy named Jerry Clower. Do you know who Jerry Clower was? Jerry Clower was a loud talking minister.
Yep.
Turned comedian. And Jerry Clower talk forever to tell a story. And he would start telling a story about this old boy I grew up with.
Yeah.
His name was Marcel Ledbetter. I'll never forget him. And then he'd go into describing Marcel and what he looked like and what he talked like. And now you still haven't even gotten to the story of the joke. It's just all descriptive stuff. I have to tell you, I'm a sucker for it. I didn't think he was funny, but I thought he was, I don't know how to describe
it. Mildly entertaining?
Mildly entertaining and in a way, like I said, hypnotic. I couldn't stop.
Joel,
I just couldn't stop listening.
To me, Joel Osteen, my mom loves Joel Osteen.
But well, a lot of people do.
To me, Joel Osteen is more of a motivational speaker than he is a preacher. He's a motivational speaker.
I agree.
That throws God in there every once in a while.
But his pie in the sky, everything is going to be wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know anything about him. I know he's filthy, filthy rich. I know he's part of the prosperity ministry where their message is the bigger and better your relationship is with God, the more money you're going to have, and the more you give, the more you'll receive, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I get that. And for whatever reason, when did this guy Osteen come along? It's like all of a sudden he's just everywhere. I know he's been around a few years, but my goodness,
yeah,
6-8 years ago, I never heard of the guy.
Yeah,
and then boom,
he's been around. I guess probably the last 5 years has really been.
And right I don't there. Know of any scandal. His wife is gorgeous, Victoria. Oh my goodness,
yeah.
She's good looking. And I don't know of any scandal with this guy. Not like Swagger to these other. I don't know of any.
I don't think there's any scandal with him. I think he's
very smart.
He's just a motivational type speaker and gets all those guys, gets everyone out there, and then he talks. He looks across between Gilbert Gottfried.
His eyes are closed.
Oh yeah,
half the time, and it's almost a whisper the way he talks. It's a little southern accent to it, but he's almost whispering, as opposed to the loud talkers.
Yeah,
he's almost a half whisper.
Oh yeah,
and in the sermon I heard him the other night say, he says, "I would like to start off, if I could, with a funny story. You see, there was this minister, and he was traveling down the road, and he came to a fork in the road, and like many of us in life, he didn't know which way to go. He didn't know to go left or to go right, and he looked up and said, 'God, which way do I go?'" And I know many of you have come to that fork in the road. Well, this minister, he decided he'd go left. He wasn't sure why. Maybe there was a... Doesn't that sound just about like him?
That sounds just like him.
And he'll start with it. And it was a joke, and I don't remember the joke. I had heard the joke before, and of course the audience, they thought it was funny. But I like the fact that he broke every rule in public speaking. You don't get up and say, "Good evening, I'd like to start with a joke."
No.
And that's actually what he did. "I would like to start with a joke. There was this minute." And then I'll drop it. But if any of you listening are giving a dollar to Jim Baker, please don't ever let me know personally if you meet me that you're doing that.
No.
Because I can never speak to you again.
No, that's
because
horrible.
You may be one of the dumbest people on the face of the earth. And people are still paying Jim Baker, convicted felon, liar, thief, swindler, they're still sending him money. And he still has a TV show and a gospel network. I will never understand that.
No.
But I think the thinking is, well, he's only human. And he's a good man. He just got caught up in some bad stuff. And I love this one. He got around the wrong people.
Right. Oh, yes.
That's the one. I always like that one for somebody's excuse.
The wrong
people. Well, he got in with the wrong crowd.
Yeah.
It must work because you see these people recycle over and over again.
I know.
It does work. Swaggart's still in theory.
Well, what's his name? The passing gas preacher is still
at it. Oh, my goodness. Robert Tilton.
Oh, Tilton, yeah.
He's still at it.
Is that on YouTube? Is that on YouTube?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, folks. All right, here. We're gonna let you in on this. Will be the funniest thing you've ever seen in your life. Piana, see if you can find it, because I want to tell him where to go and what
I'll
to search
put
for.
It on,
put on
our
Robert
Facebook page.
Tilton fast passing gas and see if it comes. Okay, put it on our Facebook page.
Yeah. There are several of them on
If you don't laugh until you're in pain when you watch this, and I'm not kidding, there's something wrong with you. Facebook.com. It'll be up there in a little bit. Facebook.com AM and the PM. Peon's going to put it up there. It's the Reverend Robert Tilton. Somebody took several of his little speeches, and they edited in the sound of passing gas. Oh. And it is synced perfectly to his facial expressions. It's masterful. It's absolutely masterful. And how you could watch it and not laugh. I'm not kidding. You may have to call the paramedics. You've never laughed.
Oh, I laughed, though. I was crying, and your stomach hurts. And we passed a VCR around when we worked at KISS.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
We passed a VCR, one VCR.
And you give it to somebody, you go, watch, this is the funniest thing you've ever seen. Now, I think I told this story. We had a couple over at our house, and we never have people over, but we had them over. The woman was a friend of my wife's. I never met the guy. They were the stodgiest, most stuffed shirt, unfunny, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Those people that you just look, you're with them 10 minutes and you look at the clock and go, oh my goodness, how long is this night going to be? So just to break the monotony, I put that tape in of Robert Tilton, and I am laughing. So, and I looked at them, and they're getting their coats. They are appalled. No, they're appalled. It was one of those awkward.
Oh.
And they just said, I'm sorry, but we will have to leave. They did not find that funny. And the guy said to me, he says, you think that's funny? I said, no, I think it's hilarious.
Oh, man.
And he said, looked at his wife and said, let's go. And as they left, all I could think was, yes.
Good riddance.
Yes.
I do not want to be friends with you anymore.
And like I knew anything. We'd never see him again. And I told my wife, I said, man, that's fine with me.
You don't like passing gas? Get out of my house.
Yeah. There's something wrong with you. All right, we'll do a little business, take a break. We come back, we'll do some Burke segment, we'll take some calls. It's Tuesday. Colin Jeffries in. Talk some entertainment. Johnny Londoff. Chevrolet is a dealership that's been sitting at the same location for 65 years now.
55.
I'm sorry, 55 years. I always think of 1960, and I want to say 65. It was 1960, which would mean 55 years and some change. And that's all they sell is Chevrolets. Now, that's not to say that one day down the road they might sell some other things. They might take on another line. But this is how good they are at selling Chevrolets. In that 55 years later, they haven't had to do that. They just sell Chevrolets and do a tremendous business. Maybe some of the other dealerships years and years and years ago had to take on some other lines because they weren't selling as many Chevys as they wanted to. John Londoff and his people sell lots of Chevys. And even though they're selling the same Chevys that other Chevy dealers are selling, it's the way they do it. It's the way they treat people. It's the fact that, I saw another commercial yesterday on TV for a local dealer. And I've told you about this before and how if you really think about this, how stupid it is. If we can't beat anybody else's deal, they said, we'll write you a check for $1,000. Now think about that. Just think about how stupid that is. I'm a Chevy dealer, and Bob Jackson is a Chevy dealer. All right, you come to me, and you go, hey, Bob Jackson's dealership said they'd sell me this Equinox for $10 less than you. Oh, let's make it $100. $100 less. Well, I can't beat that deal, so here's $1,000. When all I have to do to beat it is drop my price $110. Think about it. It's an offer that nobody has ever had to follow up on. Nobody's ever had to write a check for $1,000 because all you got to do is beat the other guy's price by $1. They're going to write those checks. It's ridiculous. Here's how you get business, and here's how you last 55 years, and here's how people keep coming back for another car and another, and their family members come. You treat them the way you'd want to be treated, and you let them know that you understand this is a big deal. This is a lot of money. Cars aren't cheap. This may have to last you several years. You may not be able to buy a car every year or two. And make it such a pleasant experience that you can't wait to go back and buy another one. And you tell everybody you know. Not, I got a great deal. I got $20 less than I mean. No. Of course you got a great deal. And I can't think that anybody could ever beat the Londoff. Of course they'll match anybody's price. But if you haven't had the experience, I'm inviting you to do it. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 or 24/7 at Londoff.com. Johnny Londoff, Chevrolet.
Speaking of cars, we're going to see how many are out on the roadways. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, you've got a crash on northbound 55 at Potomac. The two left lanes are blocked. We just got word of a vehicle fire. It sounds like a maybe possible tractor-trailer fire on eastbound 44 east of Pacific. That's off on the right shoulder. You've got a crash on northbound 141 north of Ladue that's got lane blockage. Pretty good little backup behind that. Southbound 170 is a little heavy from Forest Park Parkway down to 40, and southbound 270 from Highway 40 down through 44. You've got a few slow pockets there. And this traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. When buying a thermometer, trust the doctors and nurses who use and recommend the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Your family deserves the best. Pick one up at Target or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
This is the home of the SEC East champion Missouri Tigers. Catch every second of every game of the 2015 football season on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Steven Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. You'll get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. Call right now and we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK's right for you. Individual results may vary. Call 1-800-700-3082. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 10% off your all-laser LASIK procedure. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-700-3082. 1-800-700-3082.
Earning your degree from Arizona State University is a great way to plan for your future, redefine your career, and get noticed by employers. How do we know? The Wall Street Journal recognized ASU for producing some of the best qualified graduates, making it an employer favorite across the country. In fact, almost 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Arizona State University offers more than 100 of our world-class degrees completely online. You receive the exact same curriculum, earn the same degree, and interact with the same prestigious faculty as our on-campus students, from wherever you want, whenever you want. For information, call 1-800-400-6017. Join ASU Online and discover for yourself why U.S. News & World Report named ASU number one in the nation for innovation, ahead of both MIT and Stanford. Learn to thrive, discover your potential, and earn a degree that employers notice at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU degrees online, call 1-800-400-6017. That's 1-800-400-6017.
Hi, I'm Terry Witowicz, sales manager at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your full-line truck and SUV headquarters. For over 50 years at the same location, you know that selecting the ideal commercial vehicle can be complex and your needs are unique. You've come to the right place to get the right vehicle. Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your Ford business preferred network. Working with Broadway Ford Truck Sales means you are getting the most dedicated vehicle expertise available. We help you select the best vehicle for your particular application. Plus, we provide custom financing and leasing options.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales has been earning your business for over 50 years at the same location. If you've never used Broadway Ford, give them a try. They have a state-of-the-art service and parts department. And if you need to lease or rent a vehicle or truck, call Jim Cavanaugh. Broadway Ford Truck Sales is located downtown at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. You can reach them at 314-241-9140 or at BroadwayTruck.com.
Wouldn't you like to save on your home or commercial building's energy costs? Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. It's football season and getting colder rather than warmer. If your energy bills are out of control, there's something you can do through improved insulation. If your home or commercial building isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and hot air in the summer. You can save hundreds and possibly thousands a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation. For over 65 years, my team at Aladdin has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, lowering your energy costs by 20% or more each year. Call us for a free assessment at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000. Or see our website at truteam.com. Call Aladdin Insulation now to start saving before the cold weather hits or we go into another hot St. Louis summer. 636-947-8000.
Blanchard & Company would like to offer their listeners 10 1921 Silver Morgan Dollars for only $26 each, including free shipping when you pay with a credit card. Silver Morgan Dollars are America's most popular coin, and now you can own 10 historic 1921 Silver Morgan Dollars for only $26 each. Call Blanchard now to own your piece of history. 800-210-1225. Supplies are limited, so call now. 800-210-1225.
Just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told.
I believe this is The Boxer. From 60, I'm going to say 7, 68, something like that.
I have a date. I have to look that.
Hey, a quick word, and then we'll take some calls. We'll do some Burke segment. And for anybody who's ever wondered, you know, well, what do you need a pilot and the co-pilot for? How about that guy died in the cockpit?
Yeah, I saw that story.
American Airlines just died. I mean, just gone. And, you know, it. Now, remember that movie?
They didn't,
The airplane, they both got sick or something, eating.
It was the bad fish. Yeah.
I'm sure the chances of two pilots, that's
it would have
really.
To be some
because
kind
as soon
of
as
sabotage.
One croaks, the other one gets the plane down as fast as he can. But wow. And that's happened. They said that's happened. I didn't realize this, like 10 times or something. I mean, in the history of commercial flight, well, where the pilot's died while he's flying.
And if a passenger dies, they don't divert the city, do they? They go ahead destination.
If they know the passenger's dead, I think they go on to the destination. That's a good question. I don't think they except if the passenger's dead and it's a full flight and the passenger is on the floor
like
in a seat.
The first
I think
half
they got
hour.
Yeah, I think they want to get it down. Because I don't think passengers want to go, yeah, just go ahead, 4 more hours. We'll just stare at this dead person.
Well,
I don't think they do that.
We've heard stories, too, about the cruises. They don't.
They have a morgue.
Yeah. They essentially, I think they leave the body there till the next port.
Yeah, because, you can't just flip the boat around.
No.
And you only go so fast. Yeah, they put it in a cooler and take it to the. I think I was on a cruise, and after we got off, somebody said they died. But you never know if that's a rumor. How do you?
Well, it has to happen too with all the people in their 80s that go on cruises.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, it happens. I find dying very interesting because I'm surprised more people don't die in very dangerous situations, like driving a car. I'm just surprised more people don't just. Slump over and die driving. Usually people die in their sleep, they die in the hospital, they've been sick, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
This like what happened with this pilot is pretty unusual, not just in an airplane, but anywhere. You just drop. Yeah. We had a friend years ago, he was planting a tree, and it wasn't a strenuous thing, it was just a little tree. He was in the yard, and his wife, who was looking out the window, said he just kind of slumped forward. That was it.
Yeah.
Gone. Dead. That's how I want to do it.
I know someone that died playing golf a long time ago when I was a kid.
Yeah, how about Bing Crosby died in Spain, I think, playing golf.
Yeah.
And then years ago, there was a guy in town who was in the business of producing commercials, and he was a workaholic. It's a true story. So he goes on a cruise. Everybody had said, hey, man, and dies on the cruise. On
the
boat, relaxing, killed him. And that's a true story. He died on the cruise. As long as he was working, I think Donald Trump's probably like that. As long as he's working constantly and barely getting 4 or 5 hours of sleep.
Up.
Yeah, getting up, on the move, on the run. You stop it, and it'll kill you. I'm the opposite. If I ever really move around a lot or get up real early, work real hard, it'll probably kill me.
Oh, yeah.
I think it will. Quick word from Precision Coatings. We'll see if we get the Burke segment. We'll take a couple of calls here. I got the bid today. I told you that Josh and Dan from Precision Coatings came out to my house. And this spring, they're going to paint the entire back of my house, replace some little trim work. The house is, we've been there 30 years next year. And they sent me the bid, and I have to tell you something. Here's my arrangement with them. I get no breaks in price. They get no breaks in price. I'm sure there are people that think, well, you know, you'll have them paint your house. They'll paint it for nothing. No, they're not going to paint it for nothing. They're going to paint it for what they paint your house for. And I thought it was extremely reasonable. I knew it would be a few thousand dollars, but I was braced for it to be a couple thousand, even more than it was. And I know it's going to be a great job, a perfect job, because they are professional painters. And yes, I could probably have saved a thousand if I'd had somebody else, a guy who kind of knew how to paint and would pick up the paint and had a truck and some ladders. I prefer to have real professional painters do it because I'm not doing it again. This will be a one-time thing. I'll be long gone before this house, if it's done right, and it will be, needs to be painted again. So we're going to tackle that in the spring because I just, the thought of painting it and having it beautiful and fresh, and then boom, here comes winter. Nah, we'll wait for spring. The name is Precision Coatings. The number is 636-244-5243. And maybe like me, you'd want to wait, get a bid, an estimate on the outside work, do it in the spring. But how about now for inside the house? How about changing a room or two up for the holidays? Make it look completely different. That room that you've always hated the color of. It's like carpeting. It's like bad carpet. It just keeps you from even wanting to go in the room you hate it so much. Well, paint's a lot easier than carpet. Precision Coatings. I'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate. They do color consulting if you need that, power washing, deck refurbishing. Again, 636-244-5243. If you can't remember that, go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors. And there they are, all the advertisers that support this show. And you'll click on the link that will take you right to their website, Precision Coatings. We have some Burke segment, I would assume, but we also have some people waiting, and I don't want them to wait any longer. So I'm going to talk to Dan. Dan, how are you?
I'm fine, Frank. How are you?
Good. What can we do for you?
Well, first off, I want to mention, Frank, that you was mentioning about these people dying all of a sudden. The leading cause of death, is life. It's not cancer or leukemia, but it's life itself. So we never know what's going to happen from day to day.
Well, I didn't mention all these people dying all of a sudden. I said I'm surprised there aren't more people that just drop right in the middle of a trip down the interstate or something.
Well, yeah, we never know. We just never know day by day. But you was mentioning about Joel Osteen and some of these guys. The reason why Joel Osteen came on the scene, because like I said, I've talked to you before and I'm a minister, and how he came on the scene is that his father pastored that same church in Florida, Lakewood, Florida.
Okay, and well, he obviously took it over and turned it into something several times what his dad did.
He did. And Jimmy Baker, he got a sponsor after he came out of prison. He got a sponsor. He's on the other side of Branson. And that's the reason why he's still on TV, because somebody saw to where they couldn't get a return on their investment with Jim Baker. Same way with Jimmy Swagger.
How do you get a return on your investment with Jim Baker? Where does your money come from?
Well,
if I write Baker a check for $100,000, how do I get money back?
Just from donations. And what they do, Frank, is that they get partners. Now, when you are a partner with Joel Osteen or T.D. Jakes or Kenneth Copeland, you send them $20, $30 a month. Now, for an individual, that don't seem too much for a family. But when you get 100,000 partners.
No, make it a million or two.
Or a million or two. However, you can go up. This is how they do that. And the people who's invested with these preachers get a certain return on that, on those donations.
The preachers don't tell you that, though. They think make you think the money's all going to God, to good works for the Lord.
Well, Brother Frank, the thing about it is that, just like I had a friend of mine, and he's been around these guys. He's a big-time preacher, and he's been around these guys. And he told me one time that even Kenneth Copeland said that if you want to make a lot of money, become a preacher.
I agree.
Now, yeah, that's what Kenneth Copeland said, and I have no doubt to believe the gentleman who told me that.
And by the way, become a preacher that's legitimate, or become a preacher who's as crooked as he can be. Either way, you can make a lot of money.
That's between him and the Lord. But I'm saying I don't appreciate the way things are being done. There's a lot of people, as you said, they're very gullible, being misled by a lot of things. But one thing I do know, okay, is that the good Lord is still the good Lord. He's still God in heaven. He still knows us better than we know ourselves. And if we know him, then I think we're doing a pretty good job. And what goes on between you and him, that's between you and him.
Well, that's fine.
The Bible says we must work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. And like I said, I don't appreciate everything that goes on, but I know where I stand with God, and that's important to me, and I try to lead other people in the same direction.
Well, I have no problem with that, and that makes perfect sense to me. What I don't like is,
that's right, it does make perfect sense.
I don't like that so much of ministry has become a business, and a crooked,
right,
and a crooked business, and a way to avoid paying taxes.
That's exactly right. I agree with you.
The lavish mansions and multiple houses and cars and trips, and it's all under in the name of the Lord, when it really has nothing to do with the Lord. It has to do with greed. That's what I don't like.
That's right, Frank. And you know, the thing about, though, Frank, is that, and this is what the enemy wants us to try to do. He wants us to try to get our mindset and our thinking, our mentality of thinking on just what you're talking about, and stay away from the real message. And that's what he tries to do. So if we dwell so much on what you're talking about and what I emphasize, the fact, then it leads us away from the true word of God, what the Bible says and what it declares, and that's where our joy and peace comes in.
All right, so before we go, and we got to go quickly, are you saying should discuss the fact that these crooks are stealing money from people?
No, Brother Frank. No, I didn't say that. No. I'm saying, though, is that we must look at our own selves, because if we focus too much on certain areas of what we're talking about, then it leads away from the true message.
All right, Dan.
I beg your pardon?
Okay, I said okay.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. Right,
thank you, Dan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I don't mean this in a bad way. I'm not comfortable with the Brother Frank thing. I'm not a minister. And so Dan will know, that's off-putting. Well, Brother Frank, that's exactly the kind of language some of these people I'm talking about use. I don't believe he's one of them. But, Dan, you might want to rethink that, calling everybody brother this and brother that, because it smacks of what some of those guys would do. I think you're probably a good guy. I appreciate the call. We'll go to Terry. We'll take a break. Can I go one more? One more? Can I do it? Can I get it? Let's go. Terry, quickly. Hello, Terry. How are you?
This is Terry. I was just wondering, do you know what the most dangerous sport in the world is?
I would imagine. That's a good question. No, I don't.
You just said it. It's golf. More people die of heart attacks and lightning strikes because they won't get off the course when it's raining.
Now, where did you get those stats?
It's an absolute statistic. Go ahead and look it up. I guarantee more people die playing golf than any sport in the world.
Okay. Why then have I never, that I can remember, but maybe one time on news or sportscast, seen the lead story, another person dies on the golf course from lightning?
They don't bring it up. But I guarantee the old people, young people, and people that got no sense enough to come in out of the rain go out on the golf course every single day, and they get killed every single day. And especially lightning. It wouldn't surprise me if it's more lightning strikes, but actually it's more heart attacks.
Okay.
I'm absolutely positive.
I can't argue with you because I don't know whether it's true or not.
I forget where I heard it, but I'm absolutely positive, and it makes sense.
Okay.
If you think about it, doesn't it make sense?
Yes and no. I think I would, again, we'd see more of it in news stories and articles if it were true, if that were the number one sport that kills people.
You say you guarantee it's true, but you don't remember where you heard it. I don't have my absolute.
All right, we'll look into it.
It makes sense, though, doesn't it?
Yes, we'll look into it. We'll put our research team of dozens of research.
Put your research team on it, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I don't think I am.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you, Terry.
Have a good day.
Yeah, that makes sense, especially with old people. A lot of old people play golf.
on a lot of guys.
And I guess they could die on the golf, but I'm telling you, I don't.
Yeah, I can't.
I don't
find
seem
any
to
list
see any. We're looking now. We can't find any article or evidence.
Horse,
or Googling.
Back riding is one. Base jumping. I mean,
in terms of danger.
Yes.
Oh, but there's a
not
lot of guys.
Death,
and by the way, God doesn't make golf dangerous.
No, and
it
a lot
just
of,
means it's something a lot of old people do, and they die, and they would have died whatever they were doing.
Yeah, and a lot of guys that'll go out and play golf are not really in shape. It's not like you're out running or doing whatever. You're in a cart. You're
but
driving
you're also
up your
not
ball,
exerting and, that much because you're
no,
in a cart.
No, yeah.
So I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll see if we can find some kind of stats to see if that's true. American Equity Mortgage in our 24th year with them. They're also in their 24th year of business, which would mean they came along right after they opened up shop. And they've been here ever since. And we couldn't appreciate it more. American Equity Mortgage has a lot of envious mortgage companies that want to be, a lot of wannabes, a lot of American Equity wannabes. You hear their commercials all the time. You hear them saying similar expressions to American Equity. You hear them give you phone numbers that sound very much like 314-878-9999, but they're not exactly those numbers. They're similar numbers because they want to be American Equity Mortgage. Who wouldn't if you're in the mortgage business? My goodness, that's a goal to shoot for. But rather than do business with somebody who wants to be them, why not just do business with them? If you need a mortgage, if you are already a homeowner and you need to borrow money for something that has come up that you don't have the cash for, I don't know many examples. I would say unexpected medical expenses that aren't covered, maybe a tuition that needs to be paid and you don't want to go borrowing money and have somebody graduate and have a pile of debt. Then you do what's called a home equity loan. They'll show you how it's done. They're real good at it. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 and schedule your free in-home estimate and get organized today.
Fall styles are now at Burlington. Choose from sweater dresses and denim galore, all in the hottest silhouettes. Find your style for less at Burlington. Style for everyone.